in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm revealing the most important relationship that you'll ever have. The relationship that will last the test of time. The relationship that you just can't get away from. I'm going to help you to understand how important that relationship is, how to build that relationship, how to build trust of that relationship, and how to understand when you're actually getting off target and focusing on relationships that don't really matter. You know, I found more often than not that many of us focus on relationships that aren't at our highest good. They're not the best relationships for us. You know, as a therapist, I see many clients, and on a daily basis, various clients will tell me about their relationship problems, the toxic relationship they're in, even the addicted relationship that they're in, and how it causes them great problems, stress, anxiety, even fear, even resentment, and how they just don't know what to do about it, and they really don't know how they got there. And I totally understand, because a long time ago, I would say, 19 years ago, I was in the same place. I had just left the relationship because I was tired of it. It was another relationship in a series of failed relationships. And I kind of looked at myself in the mirror and I was thinking, what is going on? What's the common denominator? And I realized the common denominator in every relationship was myself. It was me. I was the common denominator in all of those relationships. Just like many of you being the common denominator in your relationships. You're the one that was in all those relationships. And then you begin to ask yourself, why does it seem that I kept going into toxic relationship after toxic relationship? And why did I choose that for myself? And I began to ask these questions. And at first, I didn't really like the answer, because the answer scared me. The answer said, you. You don't know you. You've chosen to try and understand all these different people you've had relationships with. You've put all your time and energy into them, or your friends, or your family, but you've never put any time into developing you. And I realized that to be the truth. And then it kind of scared me, because it's almost like going into a house where every single room is full of boxes up to the ceiling. Okay? Envision that right now. You walk into a house, let's just say, just so you have an idea, 3,000 square foot home, and there's boxes up to the ceiling in every room. Now, it's not total hoarding. It's not total hoarding. It's just got a lot of boxes you got unpacked, right? So, you know, one way or another, you got to unpack. You probably got to recycle a lot of stuff. You probably got to throw away a lot of stuff, right? And you got to let go of things that no longer serve you. And so I found myself in an interesting place, because for the first time, I decided I was ready to actually do the work. For the first time, I realized I was actually ready to learn about myself. And for the first time, I realized that the only way I could do this was not to run into another relationship, okay? I've already done that before. I've lived to tell the tale. But, you know, I realized that I couldn't do that. I actually had to do quite the opposite. Instead, what I had to do was hang out with me. I had to learn about me. I had to understand about my hang-ups, my desires, my fears. My joy. Was I feeling depressed? Was I feeling anxious? Was I feeling resentful? Was I feeling pain? And I had to actually feel it for real. And you know, it's interesting, when I look back at those times, I look back with great nostalgia, because it all ended well. You know, it all turned out good. It's not over with. It just all turned out really good. But at the time, there was a lot of fear. At the time, I felt like I was in just different waters. I had never charted those waters. They were unknown waters. They were kind of frightening. And I didn't know anybody else that had gone through it. Quite honestly, I was doing something that nobody I've ever met has ever done. And it was very interesting going through the process, because I remember in the first few days of the process, it's almost like anything. You know, when you give up something like smoking, or you give up... A good example is giving up soft drinks. So you've drank Diet Coke for years, and one day you wake up and you go, I'm never going to have another Diet Coke. And you're gung-ho in those first 2 days. You feel good. You're at the top of your... You're at the top of your game. You're having water. You're feeling all healthy. Day three, you're okay. You're a little sluggish. Day four, a little more sluggish. Day five, you feel like, you know, a semi-truck has run through your brain. Your head's pounding. You're having all kinds of side effects from coming off the juice off the Diet Coke. You're starting to get irritable. By day six, day seven, you're thinking, if I just had one, if I can just have one of those Diet Cokes, I'll be okay. So you have to force going through the process. It's the same with cigarettes. You know what I'm saying? When you're quitting smoking, those first few days, to me, though, the first few days of quitting smoking was very different. It was, like, very painful. I mean, like, I couldn't think straight. So it wasn't the same as that. It was more like giving up soft drinks or something like that. That had an addictive, it has, like, you know, the withdrawals, but the withdrawals didn't really show up till later on down the road. It's like giving up coffee. With cigarettes, the withdrawals are like immediately. Like you feel like you can't even think. Like you were smart at one time and not smart anymore. So anyway, a little insight into my psyche right there. So anyway, and I don't feel that way anymore, but it took me a while to get over the cigarettes, because for some of us, you know, when you smoke, you feel like really smart. Like you get this like instantaneous zing of intelligence, you know what I'm saying? It just, it is what it is. So I had to be able to do that without the nicotine. So the first few days, I felt good and on top of the world, and I was thinking, okay, what do I need to do to facilitate a relationship with myself? Okay, and I knew what I didn't need to do. I knew the pitfalls that I didn't need to fall into. I didn't need to start dating again. I didn't need to put myself out there. I didn't need to go out to the bars. I didn't need to go hang out. I needed to focus on me. Because I knew that if I went out, like many of you, you know if you go out, you're going to meet someone. You're just going to. It's just the way it is. Now, whether or not they're the right person to meet, who knows? And normally not. I mean, everybody's wonderful, but most people are not right for you, not right for me. They're right for somebody else, but they got to get right with themselves first, okay? And if I'm not right with myself and they're not right with themselves, this is not going to go well, okay? It is not a match made in heaven. It is quite the opposite. So I realized I can't run and hide at the bars. I can't run and hide, you know, going out with friends and trying to meet people. I realized what I had to do instead was I had to, like, really focus on me head on and figure out what to do. So what I did is I really focused on, why was I in these relationships and how did I get there? Because there had to be a reason behind it. And I realized that I had never really delved into myself. I really had never understood my purpose. I really never understood my unique direction. I didn't really know how to embrace my life. I was very conditional about my love for myself. It was based on accolades at work or accolades at school. It was based on looks. It was based on, was I healthy that day? Did I feel good that day? Did I eat well that day? Did I take care of myself? Did, you know, all of those things. And I think all of us come from a certain deficit as far as a self-esteem problem. Okay, we all have some type of self-esteem problem that I find very interesting. And it shows up in various ways from various situations. And my self-esteem issue was based on my health. You know, I'd been a sick kid my whole life, had a condition nobody understood, had experimental surgeries done on me, almost died on the table several times in the operating room. Not good stuff, okay? Really heart-wrenching, life-changing, not know if you're going to live or die stuff. And so if anybody's ever gone through that, and I know that some of you have gone through this or something similar, you know that you never know what's going to happen the next day, so you try to live life to the fullest and you try to figure it out. But at the same time, you're really down about yourself because you're different than others. Okay, other people seem healthy and it seems like they got it all together, and there you are barely holding it together, you know, and when you're unhealthy and you have a condition and all that stuff, you just feel like the odd person out, Okay, and so that can really do a number on your self-esteem. For anybody out there that was a very tiny person, you know, or a very tall person, that can really do a number on your self-esteem. Anything like that can really get in there, especially when we're raised in unhealthy environments, which some of us are, where family and the family dynamic was unhealthy, maybe argumentative. Maybe some of you actually had parents that were alcoholics, abusive physically or maybe even emotionally or verbally abusive, and that led to a low self-esteem as well. And that leads us to having a very non-good quality of life with ourselves, because we don't really want to get to know ourselves, because we've been told our whole life, or we've been telling ourselves our whole life, that we're no good. So why would you want to get to know someone who's no good? Stay tuned when I return. I'll be talking more about this and how you can really embrace this relationship. Live Your True Life Perspectives. We'll be back this time in two shakes.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm revealing the most important relationship you'll ever have. The one that you just can't run away from. And if you do, well, you can, but life really isn't that good. You know, right before the break, I was talking about how I took that hiatus from dating and realized that I needed to learn about myself. I think for many of us, we find ourselves in a toxic relationship, and then we find ourselves in another toxic relationship. And then, like, the third toxic relationship, we begin to say, interesting. Why is this happening to me again? And then you begin to realize the common denominator in all of those relationships was you. And then you begin to go, ooh, so I am not completely innocent in this situation. Huh. Okay. So why do I keep finding myself in these situations? Why do I keep finding myself in these unpleasant, unhealthy relationships? Well, I'm going to talk about that today. That's what I've been talking about. I'm going to go into deep thought and conversation on that and how you can really embrace that most important relationship, which is with yourself, and why we choose not to and why we should choose to. So it's interesting, I was thinking about, you know, going back to those years, that year that I spent getting to know myself, and it was powerful. And I remember the first few days, it was like, you know, it was like coming off of Coca-Cola. I felt like I was so great because I did something good for my body, but I hadn't really felt the side effects. And then about the end of the first week, I started getting stressed out because I was looking for an out. It's like I didn't really want to find out what I needed to find out. I really didn't want to look into myself. I wanted to say, hey, that was great. That was fun. Wow, that was a week-long journey of real introspection. Yeah. But what I really needed to do is I really needed to embrace it. And the only way that I could embrace it is to live it. And I remember I began to think about the fact that I didn't have any limits or laws or regulations with anybody I knew. And I consider that, what, boundaries. And I didn't have any of them, okay? Many of us don't have any of them. Many of us don't even know what it is, okay, what a boundary is. A boundary is something that we will or will not do, okay? So an enforceable boundary, let me give you an example, is if you have boundaries, one of the things that you might have a boundary about in a relationship is, you know, I do not allow violence in a relationship, or I do not allow somebody to talk down to me or to cuss at me or to yell at me. And the enforceability of, let's say, like, you don't allow somebody to yell at you, get in your face and yell at you. The enforceability of that boundary is not the fact that you say, I don't allow people to yell at me. The fact is you turn around and you walk away. You do not accept this attitude. You do not accept this reaction. And a lot of times when we don't have any boundaries, we just accept what anybody's going to give us. And we retaliate or we respond. And a lot of these toxic relationships, you find yourself arguing and fighting. The other person starts an argument, perhaps, and you're trying to defend yourself. And as you're defending yourself, they're getting more angry. You're getting more stressed out. You know, the conversation starts escalating, 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 escalating. And all of a sudden, it gets really bad. Okay, and that means that there is no boundaries. I recently had some clients that showed me some text messaging from a situation in their toxic relationship. And the fact is that if somebody sends me all capital letters in a text message and is using profanity over and over and over again and calling me some bad stuff, I'm not going to respond to that. That's a boundary. But what happens in these toxic relationships before we understand who we are, because we haven't taken the time to know who we are, otherwise we wouldn't be in the toxic relationship. Because see, let me tell you something. This is a caveat here. When we actually know our value, we don't accept anything else. So when I know that I'm valuable, I don't go into a relationship and be taken advantage of. When I know my value because I've taken the time to figure out who I am, I don't allow somebody to start yelling in my face. Okay, I don't allow somebody to try to pick a fight on a text message. I don't allow somebody to start a scene because I'm just not going to give them what they want. I'm not going to give them fuel for that because I am not going to break my boundaries, put myself down to even enter into that conversation, period, end of story. And when we begin to realize that the reason why we're in these toxic relationships is because we don't see that we have any value, our entire life begins to change. Okay, so stick with me here. So think about this. The reason why we're in these toxic relationships is because we don't see our value. And then a lot of us are over there explaining ourselves to the other person because the other person's asking us questions. Are you cheating on me? Are you screwing around? You know, are you doing this? Are you that? Or are you ever going to get a better job? Are you ever going to do this? Whatever the questions are, and you're having to defend yourself, you keep defending yourself even more. They ask you more questions. You're never off the hook. Okay? And when you actually value yourself, you have no time for this type of involvement because you know your legitimacy. Okay? And that's the thing about these toxic relationships is we get into these relationships because we don't really know ourselves. We've gone from relationship to relationship because we don't want to be alone. We're scared to be alone. We're so stressed out to be alone that we'd rather be in a horrible relationship than come home to ourselves. And so I remember when I took that time off. Okay, so I got through the first few weeks. It was like total withdrawal. By week three, I had let up on my, you know, death grip on my phone. I had like a death grip, like I was praying that somebody would text me and I would be able to, you know, teleport out of my house and go to some big party. The thing is, I was texted and people did reach out, but I chose not to because I knew what was right. Now, I will be honest with you because I'm always honest on the show with y'all. I'll tell you the truth. No matter what, no matter how it makes me look. But there was one time when I broke that promise to myself and I went out and met some folks. And it was fun for a little while, but then I realized I was really going through the motions. And I also realized that I was just avoiding getting to know myself. I was at this bar hanging out with some people I know. Conversation was the same conversation as it's always been. I'm not learning anything. I'm not making any money. I'm not growing spiritually. I'm just there spending money and listening to the same yarns being, you know, just the same thing. And I remember I was there for a couple hours, and after hour two, I said, you know what, I got to run. I got a big day. I had a work day the next day. But on my drive home, I thought about it, and I said, you know what, this is testimony that you got some personal stuff you need to work on, Ashley, and it doesn't involve just drinking and hanging out. Because it was a real waste of time for me because I knew I had something big I needed to figure out. And like right before the break, remember when I was talking about a lot of us have these self-esteem problems because of the way we were raised. Maybe dad put you down all the time. Maybe you were in an abusive household. Maybe you were abandoned as a child, okay? Maybe you had a health condition like I did. Whatever it is, that self-esteem component is so big. And when you feel like you have a low self-esteem, that lowers your self-worth. And when we have a low self-worth, we don't want to get to know ourselves because we don't see that we're worthy. We don't want to have a relationship with ourselves. Why would we want to have a relationship with ourselves? We're not worthy enough. Do you see what I'm saying? You see where I'm going from A to B? And that's what I'm talking about. And so we've got to change that around and realize our value. And it's not going to happen overnight. You're not going to like listen to the show and go like, doggone it, in 2 hours, I know my full value now. No, it's going to be more like, you know what, Ashley had something good to say there, and I can understand where she's coming from. I need to start working on that. And so it begins with understanding, do you have any boundaries? Do you have any personal boundaries with the people you know? Family members, friends, do you have any? If you're currently with somebody in a relationship, are there any boundaries? Good question, huh? So you got to really start looking at that and then asking yourself, why do I not have any boundaries? And I can answer that question for you, but I think you already know. The reason why you don't have any boundaries in your relationships is because of your fear of people not liking you. You fear the fact that they'll run away. You'll fear the fact that they'll find something wrong with you. And you just want them to like you. That's it. You just want to people please. And so you'll do whatever. If somebody needs to come over to your house at midnight, that's fine. If somebody calls you at 2 a.m., that's fine. If somebody yells at you, that's fine, because you just don't want to have them leave you. When in reality, we're opening ourselves up for all kinds of toxic relationships that cause us pain and suffering and cause us to have a lot of stress, anxiety, not to mention the resentment that you have from doing all these things. Many of you are filled to the brim with resentment, whether it's because you had to get out in the middle of the night and help somebody that's never there for you, whether you had to deal with your partner getting completely smashed and bailing them out of jail again for like the third time. Or maybe it's this, or maybe it's that, or maybe it's financially bailing somebody out that literally has an addiction to gambling. And it's happened for the 10th time. And you've had enough because you work so hard and you can't believe you're having to do this again, but you're doing it again, even though it goes against everything you believe. This show is very powerful, and I want you to continue to listen because this show is going to really help you in all of your relationships, especially the relationship with you. If you haven't already, go to YouTube. Go to Google and put YouTube in the search bar. When you get to YouTube, put in Ashley Burgess. Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S, B-E-R-G-E-S. You'll find my channel, new video content up every single week. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm talking about the most important relationship, and that's with you. The most important relationship you can have is with yourself. Most of the time, we don't even know that because our self-esteem and self-worth is so low that we don't even understand how valuable we truly are. And so why should we get to know ourselves? We don't think we're that valuable. And so what happens? We go into other toxic relationships. We go into a toxic relationship after a toxic relationship after a toxic relationship. What's a toxic relationship? Well, toxic relationship is when fighting is key, when unhappiness triumphs everything, when it seems like neither person understands one another, when it seems like you're speaking a different language than the other person, right? And when it seems like literally you're like, why am I here? But then you say, oh, I don't want to leave because I'm scared of being alone. I don't want to be alone. Oh, God, I don't want to be alone. Not again. Not again. And so this show is dedicated to anybody that's in that situation, been in that situation, thought about being in that situation, because this is dedicated to you. It's basically dedicated to every human being on the planet, because most of us really have no idea that the most important relationship we have is with ourselves. Okay? We look for other people to fill the role of us. We look for other people to fill the role of, you know, us. Well, if I date them, they'll make me happy. You know how you hear that all the time? Oh, he makes her so happy. Okay, well, the thing is that she doesn't make herself happy. Okay, vice versa. And nobody can make you happy. Only you can make you happy. Other people can try to, but if you're unhappy and you're unhappy with yourself and you're unhappy and you haven't found that unconditional love, nobody can actually help you to find that. You are going to be a bottomless pit of emotion. It's the same as like eating food and saying, if I eat this food, I'm going to be happy. It's like, if I make this money, I'm going to finally be happy. If I do X, Y, Z, I'm finally going to be happy. That doesn't work. It's a slippery slope effect. I've been in that position before where I go, well, if I can just do this, I'll finally be happy. If I can just create that, I'll finally be happy. It's the same thing with us. If I date this person, I'll be happy. If I marry that guy, if I marry that woman, I'll be happy. She'll make me happy. He'll make me happy. But it's not about them making you happy. It's about you making you happy. But how do you make yourself happy? It's by figuring out who you are. We try to love others instead of ourselves. We try to figure out how to love everybody but ourselves. And the love that we're loving people on is very conditional, because we love them when they do things for us. We love them when they do things, when they give us things. we love them for all these different things, but we really don't love ourselves. And many of you say, Ashley, I put myself last, and I don't know exactly why that is. I put myself last. Well, you know, we tend to be caregivers and help everybody and put ourselves last when we don't see the value within ourselves. Okay, when we're too scared to look at ourselves and really analyze what do we need to do for ourselves. It's very easy to see other people as projects and try to save them and change them and make them better. It's a lot harder to look at ourselves and say, wow, I got some work to do. Okay, I got some work to do and I'm willing to do it. It's going to take some hard work and it's going to take dedication. It's going to take dedication. And it's interesting because, you know, we put ourselves and our passions and our love last when this is happening because we don't figure out that till it's too late, until somebody leaves us or until we're in a toxic relationship or we're in an abusive relationship. And then the writing is on the wall eventually. Some of us choose not to see it. Some of us glaringly know we can hear it, okay? And so we have to begin to cultivate a relationship with ourselves, no matter how scared, how fearful thinking about that makes us. Our fear must be conquered. And I came up with a quote, and there's a video out on YouTube that you'll want to watch. And it's about the most important relationship. And it just came out, and you can watch it on YouTube. Go to YouTube and put in Ashley Burgess, Ashley Burgess, and you can find it. And I came up with this quote, "Fear is the invisible wall that we let separate us from happiness." Fear is the wall, the invisible wall that we let separate us from happiness. So the fear of the unknown, the fear of not knowing who we are, the fear of what's to happen, the fear of once we get to know ourselves, what's going to happen. I'm telling you, that fear is greater than any other problem you'll ever deal with. It's just that fear. Because what I found is that when I got to know myself, did I have some stuff I had to deal with? Yes. Was everything roses and unicorns? No. Was some of it like, ooh, I got to get through that? Yeah. Was it worth it? Yes. Would I ever go back and not do it? No. Did I do the right thing? Heck yes. Okay? But the thing is that you have to walk through that fear. Because the fear is just the game. The fear is an illusion. So if you can walk through that fear, and what I consider that fear is, oh my God, I'm going to be alone. Oh, I'm going to be so lonely. That's one of the fear factors. You got to overcome the aloneness. If you can get out of the fact that you're alone, you're going to feel so much better because you're not alone. You got you, bro. You got you. I mean, so like, think about it. I mean, saying that I'm alone, when you're saying that to yourself, I'm alone, that means like, I don't matter at all. I don't matter. I don't count. I'm not anything. When we say that we're alone, that means that we literally are nothing. Okay, not a POS, just nothing. I mean, it's like we're invisible. So we got to stop being invisible and we got to start being passionate about getting to know who we are. So the way that I started doing this is I started realizing about the boundary things. I didn't have any, okay? Didn't have one of them. I was too busy trying to make everybody happy, not wanting to rock the boat. You know, wanted everybody to like me. Even though when you want everybody to like you, some people won't. I've realized that you got to stand for something in this world, okay? You got to stand for something. And if you stand for stuff and you believe it, awesome. Some people will not like you and some people will love you. But the thing is, it doesn't matter about that because if you actually love yourself, it doesn't matter how many people don't like you. It doesn't matter how many people love you. Because the fact is that if you truly, unconditionally love yourself, the rest of it doesn't even matter anymore. And one of the things that I did to embrace my life is that I asked myself, what am I passionate about? And I went back to my childhood and I thought about my childhood. And I remember getting my first camera from my dad and my mom. And then I remember getting my next camera because the first camera was like, you know, an automatic. And then I got another camera and then I had one with the lens, you know, the manual lenses. I was really good. I was really, really good. I shot for a really long time, and I did it professionally for a long time, too. And I liked it. But somehow or not, I love shooting photography, but I knew that that was something I loved to do, but it wasn't instinctively my true passion. I knew that there was more to that, and I wanted to find that out because I felt like I was going through the motions. And I knew as a kid that I always cared about people. And I knew, you know, in high school, I was 7th in the nation in debate. And I knew that I was really good at values and understanding judgments and defining justice and social ramifications and winning debate tournaments and all that. But I realized that that was great, but what about helping the individual? How can I help somebody? But how can I help somebody if I don't even know how to help myself? Okay? Who's going to take marriage advice from someone that's never been successfully married? Who's going to take life advice from someone that's never successfully lived their life? I mean, that's asinine. And the thing is that I realized that if I really wanted to help people, I had to help myself first. Because it's like getting sober off drugs or alcohol, and you've been sober for a month, and you go out there and you decide that you're going to have like sponsees, like you're going to start sponsoring people. That doesn't work. You got to have several years under your belt before you can get sponsees, before you can sponsor somebody, because you haven't done it long enough. You haven't gone through the pitfalls. You haven't gone through the pain, the suffering, the withdrawals, all that. You haven't done it. And until you have, you can't help someone else do it. And so I realized I had to buckle down and I had to figure out who I was. And so I started pursuing the things that I loved. I was writing and I was writing poetry and I was writing, you know, philosophy on the human condition and the stuff that I was going through, not trying to tell people how to live, but instead of that, talking about how I felt about how I was living and the things that I wasn't happy with and the problems I saw in the system and the problems I saw in myself and the things I wanted to change. And through that, I started resonating with a higher frequency of myself, and I realized that I was valuable, but I had to learn it every moment of the day. And so after work, I would get back to the house, and I would take the dog out, you know, feed the dog. But I would go to the store, and I would pick up food. I used to go to, like, through fast food drive-through, you know, because I wasn't good enough to eat healthy food. You know, I would get, you know, a burger or something. Gosh, I haven't had a burger in, like, 15 years. I'd get, like, a burger and fries. I mean, gosh, I mean, nothing against it occasionally, but come on, that's what I did because I didn't feel like I was worthy enough to make dinner for myself. That's something that you do when you're dating somebody. That's something you do when you're living with somebody. That's something you do when you're married. That's not something you do for yourself, right? Wrong. It's something you do for yourself to show yourself that you're worthy. Stay tuned. I'll be talking more on this when Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burtis, returns. I'll be back in two shakes. You could be
my love. Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I've been talking about the most important relationship is with yourself. And right before the break, I was talking about making my own food. It was like the passage to realizing value. Once I started thinking about my passions in life and the things that I love to do and what I was good at. And I really started going back to my childhood, and I was writing, and I was doing poetry and all kinds of really cool stuff. Then I realized that one thing I had never done for myself was cook myself a meal. I'd always gone through fast food restaurants or picked up some crackers or something to eat, you know, but I never really made myself really anything. I mean, maybe an egg or two, you know, like when I was in college or whatever, but I never did anything like that. So I went to the grocery store and I actually got food to make and made. I prepared a meal for myself. Was it the best food in the world? No, because I didn't really know how to cook. But did it show myself that I actually cared enough to do it? Yes. And did I work on the cooking thing over time? Yes. Am I a great cook? I think that's a long stretch of the imagination. But I do know how to make certain things, and I know how to make those things good. And the foods that I like to eat the most, I know how to make it. I know how to make salmon. I know how to grill salmon. I know how to make saute onions. I know how to do all kinds of stuff that I like to eat. Because I care enough. Because I'm not going to sit there and just wait and cook dinner for somebody that I'm living with or that I'm trying to have a relationship with, because that's me. And then I also started doing another thing, because I started doing that all the time. And I really, really appreciated doing that because that was powerful. Another thing that I did is I stopped using energy on all these people. Okay. I stopped just using energy on random people. I know a lot of you out there on some dating apps, and you have a tendency, because you're alone, you're at home, you're alone, you take all this energy when you're on these dating apps, texting these guys, these girls, and that's the time and energy that you could be using to learn about yourself, to read a thought-provoking, motivational success book, to read my book, The 10-Day Challenge to Live Your True Life, on how I did what I'm talking about in this radio show right now. I mean, how I walked through that year and what I did and what I learned. Because I realized I was giving all my energy away to stuff that was not necessary. I was actually giving the energy and the time away that I could use on myself to everybody else to avoid dealing with myself. And I hope you understand where I'm coming from, because I think many of you resonate with exactly what I just said. To avoid giving it to myself. Because I began to realize over time my value, and I began to also see how often I had always put myself last. And as you begin to realize this, you'll start taking less and less time out of your time to talk to random people that you know it's not going to change anything. I mean, I always speak to everybody I see. But I don't spend hours, and I don't try to date, you know, folks on, like, on the dating apps. Like, some of y'all will talk for hours with somebody you don't even know. You don't even know them. And I'm not totally against them, but I'm saying, why don't you get to know yourself first? Because if you get to know yourself, you're going to find somebody that is awesome. You're not going to have to do that much work to find them. Okay? You're just not. So I want to give you some solution at this point, because, you know, it's all about solution. Like I was talking about preparing meals and understanding your boundary situation, you know, seeing that we've been so codependent in these relationships and the fear of being alone, and understanding that the fear of being alone is just a fake fear. It's that invisible wall that keeps us from our true happiness. That was my quote that I came up with the other day. I woke up to it. Essentially, I woke up in the morning and I came up with that quote, and I was like, yeah, that's right on. Fear is the invisible wall that keeps us from our happiness. So some of the things that you can do is to stop wasting your time with some of those random people out there that you meet on a dating site, or you meet randomly because you're thinking about having a relationship when you need to be having a relationship with yourself. You can also stop wasting time with unhealthy people out there just because you want to avoid being lonely. I mean, some of you would rather hang out with some of the biggest narcissists in the free world than actually spend time with yourself. Seriously. I mean, come on. I mean, I've been there before. I have hung out with some of the biggest raging narcissists you've ever seen on this planet. And I did it because I was holding on to that because I was so scared of having to be by myself. If I could get that time back, that would be awesome, but we can't. We have to move forward. And so remember, time is of the essence. And the more and more we waste our time, well, it just shows us that we're not worthy anyway. Because if we were worthy, we wouldn't waste our own time. You know, another tip that you want to think about too, and I know a lot of you are out there looking for Mr. and Mrs. Right. You haven't done the background work. You haven't done the soul work on yourself, but you keep looking for somebody. But oftentimes, sex is not a commodity anymore. And one of the biggest things that you got to think about is you got to really respect your body. I'm just telling you, if you don't respect it, no one else is going to respect it. And one of the biggest things that I find is a lot of people give up sex, especially women more than men, very easily. And I'm not putting down women, okay? I think it's just the way that our society has become to some degree. And men out there too, I'm not, you know, it's both women and men, feel as though they have to give it up. To do what? Because there's codependency, because of the, you know, the pleasing factor, because of the fact that we don't want people to not like us. Oh no, if I say no, how are they going to feel? Who cares how they feel? I mean, don't be a jerk about it, but I mean, just, hey, I'm not, sorry. That's what you're interested in, you know, you find someone else. But that's just not what I'm giving up right now. That's just not something that I'm just giving for free at this point. I mean, really think about it. How often have you jumped in bed with somebody and quite honestly, you didn't feel good about it after? It wasn't memorable, didn't feel good about it, didn't lead down the right path, really kind of messed with your head. Definitely things to think about. And last but not least, is you want to begin to take some time to date yourself, to spend time with just you. And how do you do that? Well, what are some of your favorite movies? I mean, real favorite movies. What I found is that I didn't go back to anything in my past when I took that year off. I actually found myself. And all the past stuff, except for one movie I like, stood the test of time. The rest of it didn't. The rest of it, I found who I truly was by exploring. And it was like dating myself. Like, what are your favorite movies? Well, let's go look and see what's out there. I started listening to different music, not the music that I listened to in past relationships, music that I actually freaking liked. I started, like, making dinner for myself and figuring out what was the best food for my blood type. I started doing the spiritual work and learning more about spirituality and my connection, and I started exercising. You're going to thank yourself later for this, because this is a huge hurdle that you will succeed at if you do this. Otherwise, the only price you have is regret. And that regret will be paid to you at the end of this lifetime. And so if you heed the word on this show right now, you realize that the value of learning who you are is one of the biggest, most profound, most priceless things you'll ever do. And I want you to do that for you, because I care and I love you. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back this time. I'll be back this time. You know it. In three shakes.